What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are still closed. I'm probably going to open them at the bottom of the hour, but I got a bunch of stuff to get through. I just received an interesting email from a listener, and basically saying that Alex Jones is likely on Trump's radar. They may have just picked the wrong site to attack. Remember, during the campaign, Trump actually went on Alex Jones' show, which was a major coup for independent media. I'm not sure I agree with that, because Trump seems to have turned his back on the very same independent media that helped him defeat Hillary. He hasn't lifted a finger with all this net neutrality issue and all this obvious censorship. Not a peep out of him. Anyway, getting on back to the economic news. Bavaria wants to keep Chinese investors away from German companies. And apparently Bavarian authorities are considering new legislation which lowers the stake barrier for Chinese investors from the current 25% to 10% maximum share. This is reported in the outlet Augsburger Allgemeine. And apparently they're concerned about too much foreign interest over some of their iconic companies like BMW and Siemens. So they're starting to rein things in there as well. Back in Oakland, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf is basically walking around saying that she can't be prosecuted because she didn't get the warning of the ICE sweeps through official sources. Therefore, it doesn't constitute a leak, and therefore she can't be prosecuted. Well, yes, she can. She can be prosecuted under Title 8. She can be prosecuted for obstruction of justice. Now, over at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, their director, Homan, is on the warpath against Nancy Pelosi for basically describing the ICE sweeps as terrorizing communities. And Homan basically came back and said, we're not arresting innocent people. If they're illegal, they're a criminal. And during the agency's recent operation in Los Angeles, 88% of the arrested offenders were convicted criminals, while overall, 81% of all the arrests throughout all of California were criminals. So he says Pelosi's comments were way beyond the pale, and yes, they were. But just like is happening in Europe, this illegal immigrant refugee crisis is starting to tear our nation apart. Now, over in Baltimore, Baltimore is basically bankrupt. And they don't even have enough money to turn the heat on in the schools. The kids are going to school during the winter in the classrooms, parkas and mittens, trying to do their schoolwork that way. And somehow, Baltimore found money to hire lawyers to help illegal immigrants fight deportation. Baltimore also came up with the money to send busloads of schoolchildren to this anti-gun rally. Sounds to me like Baltimore is in Democratic hands right now. For one thing, they've got the highest per capita murder rate. Now... very interesting analysis has come on out. The Center for Immigration Studies is revealing that the cost of Trump's wall is going to be a push. We don't need to worry about getting funding from Mexico or anything because the Center for Immigration Studies is saying that the cost of the $18 billion wall will be quickly balanced by the reduction of illegal immigrants who enter the country and enroll in public programs, as well as the costs associated with the crime being committed by the illegal immigrants. And CIS President Stephen Camarota told the New York Post, the wall will pay for itself, even if it only modestly reduced illegal crossings and drug smuggling. So there we are. I still think it would have been cheaper to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. Now, in a new ruling, a federal appeals court has upheld most of Texas law targeting sanctuary cities. And they're calling it the toughest state-based immigration measure of the country. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans allows police officers in Texas to ask people their immigration status during routine stops. And it also threatens Texas officials with jail time for not cooperating with federal immigration authorities. Now, those authorities, those officials in Texas, could be jailed already under Title VIII. We don't need new laws. The problem is the existing laws aren't being enforced. Okay. Let's see. Political Insider is now also reporting that Trump is readying to fire Jeff Sessions. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, you know it's been part of the liberal agenda that we all get used to all sorts of bizarre ideas about sex and gender. There was that story about this student got kicked out of class for saying there are just two genders, and we're supposed to get used to the idea of there being a fluidity of genders and all kinds of just be accepting. And apparently the latest one, and this is really weird, there's a guy who's out there saying that we should be accepting of zoophilia, otherwise known as bestiality, sex with non-humans. And apparently he's standing up there and saying that he had this romantic and sexual relationship with a dolphin. The guy's name is Malcolm Brenner, and he's featured in a new documentary called Dolphin Lover. And so that's the latest liberal political correctness craze. Getting absurd. Now, here is where we're getting into Aldous Huxley territory. Scientists are now suggesting that people in countries where refugees are flooding on in be dosed with oxytocin. This is the hormone produced by babies that makes their mothers love them. And if we're all being dosed with this, that we will no longer resent these refugees coming on in and raping our women and committing crimes and creating no-go zones. The globalists want to drug us all to accept the refugees. They'll probably make it mandatory like they're doing the vaccines. The problem is oxytocin is actually harmful. Small price to pay for the New World Order, I would imagine. Now, Italy's right-wing leader, this is in the aftermath of the elections, Matteo Salvini, the head of the rebranded Italian party, the League, is saying EU policies robbed us of our future and hope. And I can see how that would be very obvious to people living in Europe. They've lost their sovereign status. Brussels continues to try and push for a federalized European Union, where countries like France and Germany and Italy are reduced to the status of states like Texas and Pennsylvania and Hawaii. So what's happening to the EU today is a replay of what happened here in the United States, because we started out as a collection, a confederation of sovereign independent states, and within the states had all the authority. And the federal government's authority was basically to deal with arguments between the states and in time of war to attend the national defense. And over time, we've been turned into this federalized collection of deliberately weakened and impotent states, all ruled with an iron fist from Washington, D.C. Now, up in Germany, there's a Kurdish youth group, Kurdish refugees, and they're saying now that if Germany doesn't do something about Turkey's incursion into Kurdish Syria, the Kurdish youth group in Germany will turn Europe into rubble and ash. That's a direct quote. So how's that open borders thing working out for you there, Germany? Aren't you just glad you let all these refugees in without any kind of vetting whatsoever? Now, Sunday, 60 Minutes interviewed Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, and people are calling it a train wreck. Bill Ayers is out there declaring that the 60 Minutes interview shows that Betsy DeVos is a clear white supremacist. That's the new tar and feathers word that's out there. Back in the 50s, it was commie. Then it was anti-Semite. That one's wearing out, so now it's clear white supremacist. What they're trying to do is drive Betsy DeVos out of the Secretary of Education office because they're trying to salvage Common Core. Because Betsy DeVos thinks it's a bad idea, and it is. They're not teaching our kids. They're indoctrinating them. They're propagandizing them. They're not giving them good skills. The way they teach basic math is insane. They're literally crippling these kids' minds. They're making it so hard to do simple, basic calculations. Now, as you know, the gun grabbers are out there pushing as hard as they can. In fact, given that they're not getting any traction with Parkland, I'm expecting another mass shooting any time now. I think what happened at the Veterans Hospital in California, that was a real deal. The guy was suffering PTSD. He'd just been kicked on out. But again, it's a huge backfire. NRA memberships have surged since the Parkland shooting. Gun sales are way, way up. This could actually pull Remington out of bankruptcy. The Second Amendment Foundation sees a 1,200% surge in 18 to 20-year-old members post-Florida, meaning the young generation is really starting to wake up to what has been going on. Article over at Restore American Glory is saying that Walmart and Dick's are just making the problem worse. They're basically taking a stance against guns. They're refusing to sell guns and ammunition to people under the age of 21. There is no law right now that says you have to be 21 to own a gun. Heck, you can join the army and play with all the guns you want when you're 18. But of course, this is going to be a boon to the small mom and pop gun stores who are going to basically say, Second Amendment right, I will sell you a gun and I will sell you ammunition. Please consider taking a gun safety course. Now, former NBA basketball star Shaquille O'Neal has come out against gun control. Shaquille believes that this would not eliminate gun violence and would only increase the risk of possible mass shootings. He's absolutely right. If you disarm the population, the crazies are going to have a field day. It's just this nationwide kill zone. Because people who want guns will always be able to get them or to make them. For one thing, they can go down to Mexico and pose as a drug lord and get a military weapon courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer through the Fast and Furious program. Now, the Daily Mail in Great Britain finally tracked down former Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson. And basically, he resigned before he could be investigated. And now he is enjoying a $60,000 a year pension, which he's going to continue to receive unless he's hit with a federal charge of failing to act, which legal experts say will be hard to prove. Not really. It's on video. But apparently, Peterson is enjoying his retirement. He was spotted heading to a strip mall wearing a baseball cap, a pink T-shirt, shorts, and a fanny pack with a female companion. U.S. taxpayers gave abortion groups $1.6 billion over the last over the 3 years from 2013 to 2015. This is a new government report from the Government Accountability Office. I guess they weren't making enough money selling baby body parts. And the problem with that, of course, is there are many taxpayers who do not agree with abortion. And why are they being forced to subsidize it? That's a serious issue. Now, again, political correctness. You're going to love this one. In celebration of International Women's Day on March 8th, Femmes en Créa, an advocacy group for women in the creative field, has organized an ad industry-wide equity poker tournament. But there's a twist. The kings and queens all have the same value. And in fact, they're actually printed special cards where there's a king on one end and a queen on the other. And so they're basically saying this levels the playing field, empowers women. Well, on that same theory, then in chess, we should take the queen, which is the most powerful piece on the board, and it should be demoted to match the king, which is one of the weakest pieces on the chessboard. After all, fair is fair. Snow piles up in the northeast. The blizzard begins winding down. And I've been in communication with my family members, and this was a nasty one. Fortunately, most of my family are away from the coast. But apparently, Wilmington, Massachusetts got 29.5 inches. Boston got 14.5 inches. Worcester saw 21.8 inches, both of which broke daily records for those cities. Hartford, Connecticut saw 7 inches. Maine, 14 inches were recorded in Bangor, and 11.5 inches in Portland. Over in the Albany area, they've set more snow, daily snow records. Now, new estimates are revealing that more snow is covering North America than scientists previously thought. Can you say start of a new ice age? I knew you could, but nearly 1,500 cubic miles of snow piled up across North America every year, especially this year. If you were to pile it on Ohio only, it would be 150 feet deep. There's a lot of snow out there. Remember back in March 20th, 2000, the banner headline? Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Great Britain is getting a warning. They're calling it the Beast from the East, and it will cover the entire country in heavy snow. And the carbon Nazis are still out there pushing this nonsense. Story out of USA Today, basically saying that all this extreme cold and heavy snow here in the U.S. is because the Arctic is warming. See, human activity is warming the Arctic, and the Arctic is causing all this cold weather. Well, I have a very simple thought experiment. Their idea is that the melting ice in the Arctic is flowing south here to the United States and becomes the snow and rain. That's their claim. Well, right now in the Arctic, there is nothing melting. They keep sending expeditions up there to document the melting, and it is spring. There should be a little bit of melting. But if it's melting, if it's above the freezing point and it blows down here to the United States, what is the mechanism in this global warming world by which it freezes into snow and ice? That's the hole in their story. But again, they're counting on a generation raised by Common Core to not have the scientific wherewithal to figure out that they're being lied to. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines because I've gotten through most of the important talking points. Now, a few days ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger was announcing he was going to file lawsuits against Big Oil, charging the oil companies with first-degree murder because their carbon pollution is warming the earth and killing people. And mind you, Schwarzenegger is no climate expert or climate scientist, although nobody would stop him from playing one on TV if he chose to do so. But the issue is that more and more people are starting to realize there is something wrong with all of this nonsense because of the cold weather. We've had all these record cold winters in a row. And we have all these studies showing that the sun is cooling. We're heading into a Maunder minimum. The evidence is right before our eyes. And yet corporate media like USA Today are still out there hoping that we have been brainwashed by the public school system to simply repeat and believe what we're told by those TV screens rather than thinking for ourselves. So go ahead and think. That's a revolutionary act right there, thinking for yourself. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yes, the phone lines are open again. I got through most of the important talking points. Getting over to the world of computers and computer software and all the stuff that's going on there, we've been hearing more and more about robots in the retail space. And has turned out to be the case with computerized cars and everything else. The IT isn't very good. And security researchers have discovered it's very easy to hack into popular robots that could basically threaten customers, show hardcore porn, demand a ransom, curse out the customers. So they even did a ransomware attack on one of the machines. Now, Microsoft has admitted, with their usual sheepish grin, it incorrectly upgraded some Windows 10 users to what is called version 1709. And apparently it was done despite the users having specifically paused update operations in their OS settings, which, given how many of these updates and patches have caused far more damage than good, might not be a bad idea. But apparently, Microsoft has the means to override your selection. And they did force this update on people who did not want it. Now, Verizon, a few years ago, Verizon started expanding corporately, and they acquired a bunch of other companies. And in the process, their cash position was strained, to put it delicately, and they basically allowed their broadband infrastructure to fall apart. And apparently there was a lawsuit, and the new settlement requires Verizon to replace bad, outdated cable, defective equipment, and faulty backup batteries. Now, we have the same problem out here with Spectrum, and we know that Spectrum actually got sued by the state of New York for false advertising, for advertising certain speeds for certain costs, and failing to deliver. We pay for 300 megabits per second service because of the high demand all this media does, but we're only getting about 60 megabits per second. And every time we complain, they insist it must be something wrong with my equipment, but I've gone into some of my neighbors' homes and plugged into their cable modems, and it's the same everywhere. When you lose a legitimate regulatory oversight on corporations, they just start doing whatever they feel they want to do to maximize their profitability. Nobody's keeping watch. We're living under fascism, which is when corporate power and government power are aligned together against the general population. That's not my definition. That comes from Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk. We're going to go to the phones now. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both. I have an awkward question for you about the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
I had chatted with an acquaintance of mine yesterday or the day before, whatever the case was, and they went to a... It was an interesting conversation, to say the least. We went... They went to their community bank or whatever the case was. It was not a big, major name one for that matter. And they went to deposit a check, as it were, for like, let's say over $1,000, maybe $2,000 or something.
Okay.
And even though, as I understand it, they do have a guideline at the bank that they have to have at least 200 on hand available upon request.
Yes.
Regardless of how big the check was. And, well, along with the check was for that amount or better, for that matter. Let me correct it that way. And so otherwise, there's like a 5 or 7 day hold for processing, for whatever reason it might be. And then they mentioned that when they talked to someone on the phone about that, when they went to check on it, they were told that the check had to pass through the Federal Reserve. And I thought, okay, that's kind of odd. And so I said, well, I guess you're going to have to find out more information about why that is. What does that have to do with the check clearing the bank or whatever so it's available to you? And so I guess they're going to have to research that. But I'm wondering, since you're something more familiar with this than I would be, why would a check like that amount have to go past the Federal Reserve just to be deposited into your account from another one?
Well, I'm actually unaware of that being the case, and we need to take a break. No, I got one more minute. I'm unaware of that being the case. The only thing that would make sense, I can't imagine the Federal Reserve is simply looking at every check that comes along. Okay, hearing noise on the line. Okay, anyway, the only thing that makes sense is if some path of the payee, the payor, goes through a Federal Reserve bank, at which point it would make perfect sense that they would send it to the Fed to be cleared. Who issued the check?
Well, they didn't tell me.
I think that's likely what's going to happen. Larger checks, they do put a hold on them just to make sure the funds actually do transfer across. They did it with the check we got from our insurance people for the stolen Honda. Anyway, now we have to take a break. Francis, thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting an email on this issue about internet not performing. And this person says their internet has gone out four times in the last 45 minutes. Each time he has to reboot to get it back. I don't know if he means reboot the cable modem or reboot his computer. Somebody may be just playing moving the cables around. And that does happen. He says it's very annoying because he's working on a large project and he's basically with Comcast Xfinity. And we've heard bad things about them as well. The infrastructure is in decay. The U.S. invented the internet and we have some of the worst performing internet in the world. Over in Japan, gigabit into the home is now the norm. Now, apparently, U.S. Transportation Command is going to start migrating their data to Amazon's secret cloud region. Now, Microsoft had bid for that job for their cloud, and they put up a fuss, but it finally went to Amazon. I don't think this is a very smart thing to do. We know how weak and prone to hacking these cloud machines have been. Even the so-called secret section has had a problem. And if we're going to fight a war, our enemy's hackers, if they can get into that Amazon secret cloud, they're going to know where our logistics support is going, and they can deduce a tremendous amount of important information about the conduct of the war from that. I think it's a reckless thing. We're going to take a phone call now. Steve in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. We love your show. It's really fantastic. I just had this one question. I didn't know if you ever listened to Rick Wiles on his show called True News, because last night he was saying that he believes we are very close to a nuclear war because of the way that the U.S. is so much pushing its weight again around against Russia in that Middle East.
Do you I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Now we've got this nonsense from Great Britain where they want to boycott the World Cup in Russia. They want more sanctions against Russia. Yeah, we're pushing toward a war. We're very, very close. We could even see it happen, you know, before the end of the month.
Okay. I told my wife, well, our best security is just to pray to God and ask for his protection.
Well, that's one way to do it. And obviously, I don't know if you were listening to the show when I reported Nikki Haley up at the United Nations is actually saying Russia is planning a chemical weapon attack on New York. I mean, that's they're just escalating this propaganda as hard as they can. And they're not getting traction with it. Nobody's believing them anymore. But they're just going through the motions, and we're saying, well, we believe this and we're going to act on it unilaterally.
Thanks to people like you, more and more people are waking up. So I'm so very thankful that you still are around.
Well, me too. And we had a close call a few years ago, but I'm still here and I'm still doing the work. So thank you very much for the kind words and for the phone call, Steve. We're going to let you go. Now, apparently, according to this article in Blacklisted News, there is a new bill called the Cloud Act. That is another attack on our Fourth Amendment protections to communication privacy. And it basically would allow police at home and abroad to seize cross-border data without following the privacy rules where the data is stored. And this is a biggie because some countries, like Iceland, are trying to set themselves up as data centers with strict privacy protections. And again, this is all about spying on ordinary, law-abiding American citizens. Because real criminals and real terrorists already know the net and devices are compromised. They're going to find other means of communication. We proved a few years ago, it's actually very easy to write encryption the NSA cannot break. So it's all about spying on law-abiding citizens. I mean, look how much information they had from the accused shooter in the Parkland school. And they didn't do anything about it. They're just too busy trying to sabotage Donald Trump and keep watch on the American people. Because evidently, they're afraid right now. They're afraid the party's coming to an end. And it is. Now, we've talked about this story before. But there's a new wrinkle. There is this 35-year-old scientist, official actually, Timothy Cunningham. He's a high-ranking employee with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's the official responsible for handling Zika and Ebola emergencies, and he's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Cunningham went home from work claiming he was sick and has not been seen or heard from since. Now, last week, the Atlanta Police Department issued a missing persons notice through their Facebook page, and it's received 2,000 shares, but no leads. Now, remember, about the same time this was happening, the CDC's special Ebola isolation plane made a trip from Atlanta to Little Rock, Arkansas, and back. Now, somebody apparently started the fake news that this missing scientist was passed over for promotion and that he was probably just off somewhere cooling his heel. But this is coming out of the Atlanta Police Department. But CDC is saying, no, he wasn't passed over. In fact, he was promoted quite recently. So something is going on. and whether this is a continuation of certain scientists who are a threat to the medical industrial complex meeting untimely ends, or if one of these refugees has brought Ebola into this country, that's the worst case scenario. But something is going on. Article coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, wagging its finger at us in the United States of America and talking about why U.S. healthcare is more expensive than all other wealthy nations, but our life expectancy is the lowest. And that's because healthcare in the U.S. is a business. They're there to make money. They need you to be sick all the time. They need you to be chronically ill so that you're constantly having to buy medicines and treatments. In those other countries, the healthcare system is about the care of health. But ever since Nixon signed that health maintenance organization bill for his good friends at Kaiser Permanente, it's become a profit center. And what's profitable is for people not to actually be cured, or for perfectly healthy people to be ordered to buy medicines they don't really need, like the vaccines. I think it's up to 49 different vaccinations you have to have by the age of 16. And the debate is raging on. And apparently, Dr. Peter Hodes, who's the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, has declared vaccine skeptic groups as hate groups. And he specifically targeted the National Vaccine Information Center. And he says it's a hate group. And these anti-vaccine organizations camouflage themselves as a political group, but they're hate groups. They hate our family. They hate your children. They want them to be sick. It is a little bit over the top, but again, the evidence continues to accumulate. These medications are not only ineffective in most cases, they're dangerous because vaccine manufacturers are indemnified against civil lawsuits. If your child is injured by a vaccine, you have to go to the special vaccine court. And the vaccine court has, in fact, settled quite a few of these suits. The money isn't great. There's a cap on it. But the vaccine makers, there's no financial incentive for them to make sure their products are safe before they put them on the market. Now, apparently over in Florida, there was a bill to mandate vaccination of all school children with the ineffective and dangerous HPV vaccine. Now, this vaccine has been known to cause illnesses like sleeping sickness. And again, they're giving this vaccine to kids who are way too young to be sexually active, and it wears off. They need another one at the age they become sexually active. But money is money, and vaccinating them at school age doubles the amount of money pouring into the system here. Unfortunately, the bill was defeated thanks to grassroots efforts and independent media. And according to Green Med Info, there were two identical bills submitted to the Florida Senate and the House of Representatives mandating HPV vaccines for school children. All four bills were defeated. Well, that's one small step for medical freedom. Another article here, blacklisted news. Lead exposure is linked to 412,000 premature deaths in the U.S. each year. Now, I remember when I was a kid, they were only beginning to just understand how toxic lead was. We had, believe it or not, the tinsel on our Christmas trees was made out of crinkled lead foil, except for that one year that the Air Force dropped all that Mylar all over our town. There were lead-based paints. And lead started to be taken out of our environment, but apparently it's still there. And an article in The Lancet is saying there is still serious lead exposure issues, and it leads to cardiovascular disease deaths in the United States. So they're saying the reason it's overlooked is it's ubiquitous. It's pretty much everywhere. Everywhere that you go, there's some lead. There's lead in your car batteries, although obviously you're not playing with that. But we've toxified the environment. And again, that is something that happens when a country descends into fascism, where corporate interests and government interests are aligned together against the general public. any system that is supposed to protect the public goes away. That's why we have the Minerals Management Service looking the other way, while the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon goes 4 years without regularly scheduled maintenance. We keep seeing it time and time again, the financial system. Yes, the SEC did charge this lady, and they got a settlement, but they looked the other way for 12 years while Bernie Madoff with the loot was cheating his customers and his employees. You look at the infrastructure, the decline in the quality of life. You look at how unsafe some of our streets and roads and bridges have become. We really are an empire in decline. And the problem is that in its death throes, the U.S. government may just lash out and just take the rest of the world with it. Now, over in Italy, near Mount Vesuvius, there has been a seismic swarm of earthquakes, and it's got people very nervous. In fact, there was one instance where a nursery school was evacuated, because one of the larger tremors was felt by pupils, parents, and residents. Now, the director of the Vesuvius Observatory, Dr. Francesca Bianco, is making an effort to calm fears among local residents, saying, this has been going on for a number of years. You really don't have to worry about it. That sounds like more of a political and economic message than actual science, because anytime you've got a volcano with a known history of destructive eruptions, and you're starting to get earthquakes around it, you need to sit up and take notice. That certainly was the case with Mount St. Helens, which was rocking and rolling the seismographs for a couple of months before it finally blew. That's why they keep such a close watch, seismographically, on the Yellowstone supervolcano. They're trying to figure out what, if, and when. Of course, if Yellowstone blows, it's going to be over for most of the country, according to the latest estimates. Now, some of the articles over here. This is apparently, this is a good one. Maryland State Senator Cheryl Kagan wanted to get on the hashtag MeToo, and she claimed a lobbyist inappropriately sexually groped her at a bar in Annapolis on March 1st. The guy she was accusing went back to the bar, which had a security camera system. They still had the video of the encounter, and it shows he just gave her a hug. So we need to be cautious about all these women coming forward and saying, oh, he did this, he did that. They want a moment of fame, or they want a moment of revenge, or they just want their to just be part of the trend, the fad. I remember back during the militant feminist movement of the 1990s, when the big thing was rape. Oh, it's a rape epidemic, which actually, according to the crime stats, didn't. And there were so many false accusations of rape. There were rape hoaxes and rape fraud because they wanted to get on Donahue and Oprah. And there was actually a T-shirt that was very popular among the feminists, potential rape survivor. They all wanted in on the victimhood. And it's just, and this is more of the same. Now, I will grant you, there is inappropriate sexual behavior. It looks like Harvey Weinstein really did what he's been accused of by many people. And apparently, New York is considering pressing charges for some of what he did. But a lot of times, yeah, women do lie. And I know back in the 1990s, I mean, the feminist propaganda was, women never lie. Men are liars. Women never lie. If they say they've been raped, they've been raped. There was a interesting rape case against a guy named William Kennedy Smith, I think it was. I could be wrong on the name. And it was in all the newspapers, and it was being used literally to distract from the trial of Manuel Noriega, who'd been kidnapped from Panama, was literally in the courtroom across the hall. And the lawyers for the defense were doing what they called the Victoria's Secret defense, which is they were holding up all the bras and panties. So, of course, all the reporters went in there. Nobody went on into Noriega's trial, where he was talking about U.S. government drug running that was using Panama as a stopover. And when put on the witness stand, the alleged victim was asked, when did you realize that you'd been raped? And she said, well, basically, I went to bed with him the night before and we had sex. And the next morning at breakfast, he was ignoring me. And that's when I realized I'd been raped. So you can see how it just really gets out of hand. And we have to be careful. Find the facts, find the evidence before we assume somebody is either lying or tell the truth, because you can do a lot of damage with a false accusation. I'm glad that bar still had the video. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, the TSA has the authority, that, you know, because of those constitution-free zones around our borders. The TSA can take your electronic device and search it. Well, apparently now they're starting to do it on domestic flights. Even if you're not leaving the country, if you're flying from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, TSA can grab your electronic device and search it. Now, I have an old Windows XP netbook. That's my traveling computer. It's very small. It's got a little padded case on it because TSA up in Seattle dropped and ruined a very expensive laptop, which I didn't even get an apology for that. So I leave everything else at home. But it is getting kind of ridiculous out there. I miss the days when smartphones actually had a little port where you could plug in a memory stick to keep things on. But I guess they decided not to allow us to have that freedom to take data off the phone. Apparently, there's a pilot program underway where your driver's license is actually going to be a file on your smartphone, and the police are going to be able to ping your phone remotely, I assume over Wi-Fi, Bluetooth won't reach, in order to see if you have a valid driving license. And they'll be able to just go down the street, ping, 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 ping. Oh, you're driving without a license. Here's a huge ticket. I have two concerns with that. First of all, it forces drivers to leave their smartphone enabled for Wi-Fi, which is going to drain their batteries faster. And second, hackers inevitably get into these systems. Hackers could duplicate this very easily and start collecting driver's license information about people. For example, let's say I'm in Las Vegas and somebody has driven up from Los Angeles in their own car, or it doesn't even need to be their own car. I could be at the airport pinging their cell phones as they get off the airplane in Las Vegas. I now know people who are not at home to protect their property back in Los Angeles, where my accomplice is ready with a crowbar and a sledgehammer and a big bag for all the goodies. That's the other problem that I have with it. People don't seem to really think these ideas all the way through. They say, oh, we can do this. All right, let's do it. It has a downside. Look at all the issues they're having with virtually no security on car computer systems and apparently now the retail robots. You could get a hacker to program one of these retail robots, could turn around and cause somebody serious injury. All right, we're going to take one last very quick phone call. Dan in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I'll be real quick. Apparently a judge in Florida is going to release the video of the Parkland shooting. Some of the outside footage.
Just thought I'd tell us that much.
Yeah, it's a limited hangout. They may even show footage from a drill or one of the numerous drills they had. So who knows? Yeah. Anyways, I'll leave you with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we know there's a cover up going on in place. Remember, we had Wolfgang Halbig on this show. He designed that camera system and he told us where those cameras were. And by the way, that video has been relinked to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. So there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I am sure that he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And I urge all of you to take what you learn here at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com and you just share it with everybody that you know. We're literally in a war for the truth. We're in a war for the future of not only the United States of America, but the entire world. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.